Welcome to the first series of podcasts brought to you by DDB Unlimited. We developed these podcasts to inform you about DDB, enclosure technology, and other informational subjects related to enclosures. I'm Rick Romlevitz, and today I want to introduce you to Brian Campbell, Sales Manager at DDB. Brian, how about providing our listeners an overview of DDB and our line of enclosures?
Thanks, Rick, for having me on today. I appreciate you taking some time for this. So just a brief history of DDB. We've been in the enclosure business since 1996. So we have seen a few things in our time. That really helps us in just knowing and understanding the market, how it's going, where it's been, what's been successful, and really allows us to bring to the customer a wonderful product that's been time-tested, not just something that came up, last week as a design. So starting back in 1996, our late founder, Dusty Mahorney, basically started this company because there was a need in the industry at the time for an enclosure that not only would keep the equipment weather tight, but wasn't as bulky and as heavy as some of those steel options that were out there. And the other thing that Dusty noticed there in the early days of DDB is that a lot of these steel enclosures were rusting and falling apart quickly, thus not able to protect the equipment as it was, the enclosure itself was falling apart. So we've worked on an aluminum product over the years to help facilitate both easy placement and both a more usable enclosure to stand up against the elements. We've been in a bunch of different locations over that time. Currently, we have three facilities covering over 120,000 square foot of workable space there, corporate offices, production offices, massive warehouses that really are one of our keys to success, enabling us to have such a large inventory and able to help our customers with a lot of immediate needs situations. With these types of facilities and this type of experience, obviously our scalability is incredible. We can get up to speed in many cases faster than most other competitors can even have a quote drawn to you. Our volume of inventory is unmatched. And then with those facilities, we also have multiple shifts that we run. That way the work just keeps going and keeps going. So that would be a quick overview, Rick, of kind of where DDB is at today.
Can you talk a little bit about the different enclosures and our abilities to customize for their customer needs?
Sure. So as I mentioned, one of the big keys to DDB success is our large volume that we have. And with that, we have a little over 200 standard units that we stock in-house. Available for immediate shipping. And with these units, these are both indoor and outdoor applications. So having such a large inventory really helps us to meet a plethora of customer needs, whether that's a small full box or pole-mounted application, all the way up to, a small, maybe a micro hop or something, or all the way up to a pop cabinet, or a transfer hub there, where an individual might need multiple bays or something, even up to the size of a small shelter. DDB has multiple units in place to help with all of these things. And then the beauty of our design is that it's all customizable. So whether that's adding some climate control options or some electrical options, some different racking options, battery trays, mounting options, there's multiple ways to customize this unit. And with the multiple shifts that we have, it enables us to basically install these customized features into a stock enclosure to give the customer a one-off customized solution still in relatively short time.
What would a delivery be on one of your standard cabinets, and then what would it normally take if I wanted to get a customized cabinet? Just a, you know, an idea of total lead times.
Sure. So the standard off-the-shelf enclosure there, even with some of those features that I mentioned, such as climate control and electrical panels, things like that, that normally runs 3 to 7 business days to get that through the system. And then a full-off custom design unit, meaning that we would change the physical dimensions of one of our standard products, still keeping in a similar design platform, but maybe adding a couple inches or subtracting a couple inches or something. Typically, that's just a few days to work with the CAD team back and forth to get the sign-off from the customer. And then once that's signed off, usually that lead time is 4 to 6 weeks or less from the time that is approved and the order's placed until delivery of the enclosure. So very, very quick when you consider the custom nature of the product and the delivery to the customer.
And I noticed that we have an 800 line. Can you give me a little bit information about if I'm calling in on an enclosure? Do I get an answering machine? Do I get a real person? Maybe give me a little bit of information about how we're doing call-ins.
Very, very interesting that you bring that up today, Rick. You know, it seems ever challenging that you know, customers are needing to get a hold of you, and it seems like it's so hard to get a hold of a business these days. So we do have an 800 number. Nothing special there. 800-753-8459. But what really differentiates us and sets us apart is our founder, Dusty, really wanted to make sure that we were focused on people. And with that, we don't have any automated answering services. Not that we could, not that it wouldn't save us some money. But we feel that when you call, that you deserve the best. The customer deserves the best. And that means talking to a real person. That this is something that they understand, they know, that they can help bring assistance to you. Because the last thing you want to do is go through 14 different prompts to dial this extension or dial that extension. Your need and solution might not be available by that. So we have real people answering the phone every time, but we continue even through the process with that, with quick turnaround with quotes and responses. Our goal is to have a quote back to a customer within 2 hours of receiving the request, the quote back to them. Now, many of our competitors won't even pick up the phone for a couple days or send you back an email in a couple days. And we want to make sure that you have that information as quickly and as available as possible.
Very good. And also, I've noticed that we have an online store. Can you just briefly provide some information on that before we close out the podcast?
Sure. So we do have the online store. It does have a very large selection of product available. Not the entire product line, but most of it's on there. And that's really just to help that purchaser who's out there that just needs to close the deal and maybe they didn't get it done at the office and they need to make a quick buy on something. The store is open 24 hours a day. So what's nice about that is if you can't sleep some night and you need to make a purchase, you're more than willing to get on there and get the products that you need. Same products as if you were calling a representative, and we can get those shipped out to you right away. So wonderful tool there of having the web store. There's a bunch of additional information about the products as well that can be pulled and gathered from the store.
Very good. Well, it was great talking to you, Brian, and we hope that you found this first podcast informational. We welcome all comments and ideas, suggestions of what you would like to hear in future podcasts. You're welcome to email me at rick@ddbunlimited.net or brian@ddbunlimited.com. And our next podcast, we're going to spend some time on wind load and the effects of our enclosures to hurricane force winds, especially since this last week we've had some hurricanes come up through the East Coast, and it's just the start of the season. So we feel like that this would be a great second podcast. And again, thank you for listening.